Good morning, Paul.
Well, good morning, Trav.
You know, one of the most respected voices in the game of golf, NBC Golf Channel analyst Mark Roffling joins us this morning on the Big Cheese Morning Show. Are you kidding me?
Look who's here.
Oh, hey, thanks for stopping by the studio. It is an honor, Mark, to have you on the show today, man.
It's more of an honor for me. I mean, my heavens, Trav and Paul.
I know.
The Big Cheese, I'm here.
You're here. This is it.
Well, this is a very significant event for this area. I know you've been up here a couple of days. What are your first thoughts when you came to town?
My first thing is just the enthusiasm of the people in the area, walking around, talking to golfers. They are revved up about this. Also, Century World, I've been here a few times and I've looked at it before. I really had no idea what it was going to be like for the Senior Open, and I've totally changed my mind about it. I was worried when I heard the announcement that maybe the Senior Open was going to be here, that it might be some real low scores, and you know, it's not a particularly long course. And I'm now thinking this is going to be more like a U.S. Open than any Senior Open we've seen in a long time.
Now, last year's Open was in Pennsylvania. I would imagine I never played that course. It was rolling hills. This course is a little bit flatter than what the guys are
it's
used to.
It's a little bit flatter, Paul, but I'll tell you, the fairways are narrow. And that rough, I mean, give me some balsamic vinaigrette, and I'll be set to go. It is long. It is thick. And it is going to take a very disciplined player to get around 72 holes at Century World. You are not going to be able to overpower it, and you're not even going to be able to play it like they did at the Senior PGA Championship where I was last week down in Texas.
NBC Golf Channel analyst Mark Roffling joins us this morning in prep for the 43rd U.S. Senior Open, June 28th through July 2nd at Century World in Stevens Point last weekend. Of all weekends, I mean, you're here on a Thursday morning talking about something that just happened. Obviously, it's Wisconsin. We love Steve Stricker. But the guy that won the U.S. Senior Open last year, Padre Harrington, they had a one-hole playoff at the Senior PGA just last weekend, and Steve came out on top.
It was remarkable, Trav. I'll tell you, you couldn't get two more opposite polar style players than those two. Stricker is a very disciplined player. He's not a big hitter like Harrington at all. Two different styles, and there they showed up, you know, right next to each other. I do not believe Harrington's style is going to work at Century World. He is going to have to adjust it simply because the fairways are going to be so narrow, the rough is going to be so high that he can't try and overpower it. If you take a look last week, it was an interesting hole. One of the holes I called was the par 5 14th hole, 547 yards, pretty short hole. And both of them hit good drives all four rounds, Stricker and Harrington. Stricker's longest shot to reach the green in two would have been 220 yards. He actually one day had 197. He laid up all four rounds on that par five. Okay, laid up. You would think conservative, you know, playing for par. Mm-hmm. Let's move on. You know what he made on those holes? Three birdies and an eagle.
Yeah.
He shot 5 under on those holes. Here's Harrington out there from kind of the same sort of spots, and he's ripping it at the green and it's ricocheting over into the penalty area and doing this and that. Look, if they come in here to Century World and both play that style of golf, Stricker's going to beat him. Now, Harrington's smart enough that he'll see this, but Patrick Harrington will spend way more time, as will the rest of the players, in practice rounds than they usually do at even a major because they don't know anything about Century World.
Well, and I was going to say, not having played it before has really got to be tough. I mean, how many rounds are they going to try to get in? At least they'll get one practice round in for sure, right?
Oh, they'll have
there'll
more
be more than that.
They'll be more than that. And there are certain holes that they will spend a lot of time on, Paul. Some of the holes are pretty straightforward. You know, the most famous hole, 16.
Right.
Par 3 is a straightforward hole. There's some great par 3s. That third hole now has a new tee for this championship, and that, I love that hole. But where they're really going to have to spend some time is a hole like 17. I think 17 is going to be a critical hole.
I was going to ask you about that. It's a very short par 4, a dogleg to the right. I mean, a tee placement is very, very important. A lot of those holes, but 17 in particular.
Well, it is. But so I was standing on that tee yesterday. I'm looking at the tree on the corner. I'm thinking, wow, this is simple. You just go ahead and cut one around the tree. So we're all hitting tee shots and stuff. Sure. And everybody gets down there and the ball's in the right-hand rough.
Yeah.
And you would think, well, it can't be that bad. Well, here's a little green perched out right on the lake. And if you hit a shot out of that rough, even with pitching wedges, yesterday it was, we didn't see a single ball land on that green and not going in the water. So literally,
didn't hold.
If you get out there and drive the ball in the rough. I think the play is to lay up, pitch it out down short of the green, but make sure you're in the fairway. Because if you don't do that, if you try to rip it at the green and you don't hit it in the water, it'll end up in the rough. And if you end up in the rough, you might hit the next one in the water. So it's really going to take a lot of discipline.
NBC Golf Channel analyst Mark Roffling joins us this morning in town, getting prepped for the 43rd U.S. Senior Open, June 29th through July 2nd. One of the holes, Paul and I were out there for Championship Media Day a couple weeks ago.
I heard you ripped it up.
Yeah, no, you didn't.
He ripped it up.
Literally ripped it up. One of the holes, when Paul and I came to it, we were like, now what do you do? And we had our guide. We had someone from Century World with us, and that would be hole number 5. That's a par 5. Do you remember that one? That's the severe dog leg left, wraps around. That is a crazy hole.
It's a crazy hole. It's one of my favorite par 5s I've seen in a long time.
Wow.
I really love that hole. So here's the thing. You would automatically, when a player of this caliber plays a hole like that, they will, in their mind, play it backwards. So they'll say, all right, starting at the hole, where do I want my third shot to come from? And if my third shot's going to come from 100 yards, that means I've got 400 yards to cover the first two. So automatically they would say to themselves, do I have to hit a driver, you know, let's say 275, and then the next shot 125? Is that the best way to get the ball there? No. It would be better to hit a 3-wood and a 3-wood, or a 3-wood and a 4-iron. Mm-hmm. Having said that, even laying up there is difficult because there's this gigantic tree right on the corner. If you don't lay it up far enough, you get behind it, you're familiar with it.
Yeah, you can't get around the tree.
No. Yeah, you can't get around the tree. So that hole for a guy is going to take a lot of time to figure out what to do. Now, that one, I think, will favor a longer hitter. If I was Harrington, I would stand up, try to hit it at the bunkers, and turn it around the lake. And if he does that, he could hit it far enough where he might be able to have a mid-iron into that green. Go ahead and try that. If you hit it in the bunker, then you lay up. But you'll see Stricker play that hole very methodically. Again, it's going to take a tremendous amount of discipline. The word I'm using for Century World right now, and I would never have thought of this, is precision. It is going to take tremendous precision.
Jerry Kelly had mentioned it in Media Day a couple of weeks ago that he said when you first come onto the course, it doesn't look that impressive, he says. But he goes, try and overpower it. He goes, then you're going to get in trouble. And I think that's maybe what you're talking about.
Well, he's exactly right, Paul. And Jerry Kelly is not an overpowerer of golf courses anyway. I like his chances out here. Mm. And for spectators coming, everybody should know, this is going to be good, that the first 2 days, they're going to put Stricker in one wave of starting times and Kelly in the other.
Oh,
so
good.
Like
good.
Kelly might go early Thursday, late Friday. Stricker would go late Thursday, early Friday. That way you get to watch both of them. They get paired by scores after that. Kelly's a great wedge player. I don't see any particular style that this course favors, but I will tell you this. It will expose a deficiency in your game. If you have a weakness, it's going to expose it. If it's chipping around the greens, that's going to be very difficult. The greens are going to be tough to putt. The driving, you got to be accurate. Just every single part of it. You cannot fake your way around Century World. If you're coming in here with a weakness, it's going to get exposed.
Jerry Kelly said the U.S. Senior Open in Wisconsin, it just doesn't get any better, and he comes and he plans to win it. And he also said, and this gets back to your experience here the last couple of visits in Stevens Point, he thinks that this could be the most attended U.S. Senior Open ever because it's Wisconsin.
Wisconsin has got the greatest sports fans in America. If you take a look at what happened with the Ryder Cup, you know, a couple years ago, you got 24 of the best players in the world playing for no money at a place that's way out in the middle of nowhere. COVID, middle of COVID going on and all this. And it was one of the great sporting events I've ever seen. And I think only Wisconsin could something like that happen. And the sports fans in Wisconsin aren't necessarily pure golf fans. I think you can see a lot of people out there that are just, you know, wanting to see what's going to be the biggest sporting event in the history, I think, of Central Wisconsin.
And we'll brag about this. We have a lot of homers here in Wisconsin. I'll guarantee you that if Jerry or Steve are doing well on Sunday, I don't know who they're going to be battling, but I'll tell you what, the crowds are going to be all, and they're going to be rooting for those Wisconsin guys.
You're right. You know, it's interesting. Golf typically is not a game that has a lot of rooting interest because it's hard to root against most of them, like, who's going to root against Rory McIlroy?
Right, exactly.
You're not going.
Right.
That's why the Ryder Cup has become so popular.
Mm-hmm.
Wisconsin fans love to root.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the more rooting interest that you can generate, the more they're going to get jacked up about this thing. And with Stricker doing what he's doing right now, I mean, he's got a chance of really making history. And coming back here after two consecutive major wins, trying to get the third leg of the Grand Slam, my heavens.
You know there's going to be some cheeseheads, physically foam cheeseheads that you'll see in the galleries. You know there's going to be, I know Century World is ready for the beer consumption. I know this. They've got a couple of favors they've called in because we're all going to show up and party. And if you're going to be out there, and I know you've got the beautiful FootJoy, the NBC Sports emblem, but I got to tell you.
Oh, no.
If you're going to be out there, you represent. Oh, man, the only way.
Oh, boy.
Because in this state, not only do we love cheese, and by the way, June is Dairy Month. Not only do we love cheese, we love it so much, we actually named a radio station after it. So I don't know. You've been all over the world, Mark. I know this. I don't know if you've ever been on a radio station.
We're all about cheese.
That's why I wanted to be here so much. I'll tell you an interesting story. At the Ryder Cup at Whistling Straits, I was on live from the Ryder Cup on Golf Channel from 5 to 7 every morning. And the gates didn't open till 6, and we were right at the corner of the first tee. So for the first hour of the show, I was inside in my coat and tie, and then I went outside when the gates opened, and just thousands of people, you know, masses running by me trying to get up in the grandstands. Well, the second day, my producer convinced me to put one of the cheese heads on. So I went out there with my coat and tie and went out with a cheese head, and the place went nuts. And so it kind of became a ritual where every morning at exactly 6:15, I went out there with my cheese head thing, and that's all they cared about. They didn't want to see the first match. They wanted to make sure I had my cheese head on that day.
Stevens Point is getting revved up for this. Nothing of this magnitude has ever taken place in our area, and we are just so excited about this. The days, we're counting down. They're coming. And I know Century World will be ready for this, but the public needs to be ready for this as well. Paul, you mentioned practice rounds. There are two practice rounds, Tuesday, Wednesday. Tickets are only $25.
And I tell you what, it's a great deal. I've been to practice rounds in majors before. It's just great. If you've got favorite golfers, come on out. Get yourself a ticket. Come on out for a practice round if you can't make the weekend, because you're going to get an opportunity to see guys do stuff you normally don't. Maybe they'll take some balls. Like Mark was talking about, there might be a particular hole.
Yeah.
They may hit a bunch of balls from this one spot just in case their ball lands there during a round or maybe even on Sunday.
Yeah, the practice rounds are great to watch. I will tell you, this is going to be one of the great fan experiences in championship golf. Start with the parking. I don't know that I have ever seen parking at a major that's as close to the front gate as you have here. And literally, you're going to be able to pop in your car, drive up, park right there at the university, and you are 7 minutes from that front gate. So it's really easy. Typically, you know, at the major, big majors, you're half an hour away in shuttles and stuff.
Yeah.
So this is going to be really cool. And watching the practice rounds is almost as much fun and obviously very affordable.
Rounds 1, 2, 3, and 4, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Those tickets are $50. USSeniorOpen.com is where you can get your tickets. Get them now. Also at CenturyWorld.com. 43rd U.S. Senior Open, June 29th through July 2nd at Century World in Stevens Point. NBC Golf Channel analyst Mark Roffling joining us on the Big Cheese Morning Show.
Now,
Thank you so much.
Mark, we got to ask you, is there a favorite? Are you saying, boy, I'll keep my eye on this guy?
Paul, I would be a fool to think anybody can beat Steve Stricker.
Okay. All right.
There we go. I don't think they will beat him out there.
I love it. Thank you so much for coming in today.
All right, thanks, Travis. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, Mark.